Good morning, happy Friday. I hope you're all doing great out there in the interwebs. It's Jake J. Thomas of Jake J. Thomas Photo bringing you another episode of the Dialogic Podcast. Today is going to be a short one, short but sweet. And I'm dedicating this podcast to my friend Bonnie Sultan. She's been listening to the podcast. I think she's probably listened to all of them, and she's given me some feedback, and I really appreciate it. You know, I've plowed forward with this endeavor and pledged to do a year of podcasts solo, and then I'm going to start bringing people in and having conversations, and I can't wait for that because I really think that it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun for you. It's going to be fun for me. And that's part of what I want this to be. It's fun. Fun is important. You know, I think it's one of the most underestimated things in this type of content. And, you know, so if it's not fun right now, hang on, it's going to get more fun. Because when you are having fun, you lose track of time and you just get immersed in the process, in the flow. And I think that's when the really magical things happen. So we're going to be working on that. Now, today I wanted to just do a quick little rant about something I think could be helpful to you all. This podcast is for anybody who's, you know, just interested in the digital age and social media and photography and writing and culture. You know, it's one of the descriptions of the podcast is culture upstream from politics. And while I will talk about politics sometimes, mainly what I'm going to talk about is culture. I think politics are super important, but I also think that we're in such a divisive time that talking about politics kind of has the reverse effect of what you intend. And I think that culture is actually more powerful because it brings us together. Even if it's bringing us together to have a dialogue about the way we think things ought to be or things that we don't like, it brings it into this sphere where we can have civil conversations. You know, I'm sure that people get upset and frustrated and talk about who their favorite photographer is or things like that, and they get heated about that too. But in general, I feel like there's more a spirit of conviviality when we talk about culture. We are together. We live together. We have this common situation. So today, to honor my friend Bonnie, who is a professional woman, beautiful, smart, she lives in New York. If you're out in New York, hit her up. Bonnie Sultan. She's also she's an expert in the cross section between mental health and criminal justice. And we've been dialoguing back and forth, and one of the things that she mentioned is that she is in a place where she might want to make a couple of changes to kind of freshen up her outlook. You know, sometimes when we're professional people, we put so much time and energy into what we're doing, it's easy to get in a rut. You know, I don't think that's the best metaphor, so let me think about it some more, but just kind of stuck in our habits in a way that's not doing the most for us. And so how do you get out of a rut? That's the question. You know, I don't have any specific answers, except the way you get out of a rut is by deciding to. That's the first thing. So, you know, it's like anything else. First, you have to recognize there's something you want to change. Usually, that's not that hard to do. You know, it's like the symptoms tell us what is wrong, you know. What are your symptoms? What are the feelings that you don't like? How do you feel? You know, that's where it really begins. And, you know, whether that's physical symptoms, you have some sort of pain, you have some sort of malady, you have some sort of thing going on with you that you don't like physically, or mentally, if you feel like you're not growing intellectually, you feel like you haven't had great conversations in a while, you feel a little bit stuck, or if you feel emotionally, you know, you're caught in worrying about the future, or you're depressed about the past, or you're anxious about the present, those things will all appear to you in a pretty clear way. And then you just have to decide that you want them to change. You know, you'd rather have different feelings, you'd rather have different physical states, you'd rather have different conversations. And then, once you've made that decision to change, it's simple. You just change one thing. You know, you decide, okay, this week I'm going to start some sort of exercise routine. I'm going to start writing. I'm going to start playing an instrument. I'm going to start learning a language. You know, the possibilities are absolutely endless. And maybe that's where some people get thrown off track, because there's so many things to do, you don't know what to do. But this is the whole nature of change. This is very simple. And even the smallest little thing can lead to a big feeling of change. So for example, I haven't felt like I was in a rut, but I am making some changes at the same time, because my daughter just started school. So now I am shifting. So I have a morning schedule. I like to be up late at night as well. I feel creative at night. And, you know, sometimes it's at night when you can really spend some time by yourself thinking about what you want to do, working on what you want to do. But for me, being a parent comes first, and I need to get my daughter to school on time, so I'm going that Jocko Willink route of getting up at 4:30, getting after some exercise, getting after some writing, getting after some editing, and that means I have to go to bed earlier. So just that one simple change. What time you go to bed, what time you wake up, and then being consistent with that, you know, that's a huge difference. Jordan Peterson talks about that too, and I know he's a controversial figure, but I like what he's about. You know, I think as far as the whole organize your space, clean your room, these are basic things, you know. They're so basic, it seems almost embarrassing to talk about them, but you know what? More and more people can use a little nudge, a little friendly reminder that changing your life, changing your mind, changing your body sounds daunting, but it's really simple. You just start small and then be consistent. And then once that stops working for you, make another change, you know? So I hope that you all are having a wonderful morning. Happy Friday. Gotta go. I'm gonna go see my daughter off to school, and then I'm giving a friend a ride up to the city. I'm gonna do some photography, and then it's back to social media marketing all day, baby. So got a bunch of interesting podcast ideas I'm ruminating on, and I'm looking forward to working on them this weekend. Thank you so much for tuning in, for listening to me, and for following along. Wish you all the best. Have a great day. Peace.